This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On this show, on this broadcast, we talk about how the government tries to co-opt through the phony left wing, through the phony right wing, what we're doing as the American people, as the world. And we document how you don't look at rhetoric, you look at actions. And that's a big part of the solution. And we categorize the globalist architecture and plan and their system and how to stop them. And we talk about the victories and not going along with the system. And then Dave in Virginia calls in and says, you know, I feel like I'm a spectator. I'm partaking of this. You know, I'm hearing it, but I'm not doing anything. I want a plan, Dave from Virginia says. Well, Dave, pick an issue. The Second Amendment, the open borders, the environmental land grabbing that's going on. And go out and get involved in that issue and meet like-minded people and then educate them on other issues. Become a leader. Put up a website. Get an Access TV show. Get a commercial radio show. Start your own organization. It's millions of us doing small things can move mountains together. Many hands make light work. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's a good answer. But this stuff is coming too fast. And I really think that we need to, maybe we can first come together first, and then we can make plans. I think.
Okay, let's say 10,000 of us try to meet and come together. A police car pulls up, drops off a provocateur. The provocateur walks in, starts a fist fight. The police have riot police waiting. They run in and break your jaws and then call you terrorist on the news. We first have to expose in that town the fact that the government will provocateur our political meetings and expose how they've done it in the past in other cities. You first got to educate people at the grassroots level and get a sheriff, a county commissioner elected that supports your ideals, then move on from the grassroots level. They've convinced us it's all about the top down. That's a fraud.
Thank you very much for that answer, and I'm very satisfied with that answer, that you are definitely correct with that. Thank you for enlightening me on that.
Well,
because
no,
if we do come together, they will get us. You are correct with that. Conspiracy.
Well, don't go away, Dave. Let me elaborate on that. You know, if we go and have a rally with 500, 1,000 people here in Austin, pro-Second Amendment, nothing happens. You know, the police come and agree with us. If we go out and protest land grabbers, everything's fine. But at key things like the Fortune 500 meeting they had 3 years ago in Austin, the government hired provocateurs. They showed up and tried to start a fight. I barely stopped them by pointing out that they were police officers in anarchist outfits. So key things they try to neutralize. And if a movement gets too big, they will send in a shill group who has a bunch of funding to try to take it over and co-opt it. That's why our resistance is cellular in the cell structure of an idea, of a mindset. That's why Rome couldn't eradicate the Christians. We have to have that cellular Bill of Rights culture in our minds transmitted to our children, to our neighbors, in small communities interconnected with a common goal and culture of exposing the New World Order crime syndicate.
You are very correct there, Alex. And thank you for that answer.
All right. Thank you for the call. Any other questions, Dave?
No, sir.
All right. God bless you.
Jesus bless you also. Bye.
That'll be a crime someday, by the way. They're moving in Europe to ban the Old Testament or the New Testament. And preachers have been told they've passed a law, the Republicans have, in Pennsylvania, that if you criticize people out of the Bible, and you will be arrested. It's all part of the new freedom. All part of freedom. We'll be right back.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49, or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I love America. I love the American people. I simply recite criminal activities of the globalists, laying them out there for you. I ask you, are drones deployed by the Pentagon and police helicopters with ground-penetrating radar looking through your walls with a black-and-white TV image of everything you're doing, is that what America's about? Are police pulling you over, throwing your goods out on the side of the road with no warrant? Is that what America is all about? All the while, they leave the borders wide open. Are satellite tracker boxes in the cars and a federal plan to start taxing you, is that something you want? Is forced inoculation with a long list of very dangerous vaccines something you want to be a part of? These are serious questions. Do you think the biggest part of our economy and the fastest growing part of our economy, being prisons and private prison industries competing against you and your wages, you think that's a good idea? Are you proud of that? You think the fact that the drug war, they've increased the funding, so there's triple the heroin, double the cocaine on the streets, the bigger the illiteracy war gets, the more illiteracy we have, the bigger the war on terror gets, the more terror we have. You think our government arming all our enemies is a good idea? I mean, just look at what's happened. Look at how ridiculous things have gotten. Folks, I scan the news wires daily. It is a nightmare what's going on in this country. It's Friday. We've got 50 minutes left exactly in this show today. 10 minutes after the hour. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. I want to take a lot of calls and hit on a bunch of different news stories. That's 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to convey to you a story about something that occurred earlier this morning. I was listening to a local talk show here in New York City on WABC, and the host of the show is a neocon host, and he was interviewing James Kallstrom, who I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yes.
And Kallstrom was carrying on about how we need bigger databases, we need more information in databases, we need to interface databases. He said we need this, and he said the Congress had generated a report this week.
Yeah, total information awareness network, and since the government funded and trained the terrorist, the answer is they need more power, exactly what I said the report would say.
It gets better than that. Listen to what happened. Now, as former law enforcement, I'm aware that if we wanted to fight terrorism, we have a database, and this is public knowledge, called NCIC. It's been in effect for 28 years, all right?
These hijackers were all on the terrorist list, and the CIA ordered the State Department to take them off the list and let them back in the country. They paid for their houses, their cars, their credit cards. And when good FBI wanted to bust them, Bush signed W199I, ordering them not to.
So it goes even further. I call up the show, okay? Unfortunately, Kallstrom had left by that time, but I get on and I'm talking with the neocon host. And I explain this to him. I says, listen, what more do we need to expand, and what type of records are you looking to put into a so-called terrorist database when we've already got a database for serious hombres already and have had it for years? Any law enforcement agency could contribute information to it. Any law enforcement agency from the highest to the smallest can withdraw the information from it on a wanted person. I says, and I don't know why Jim Kallstrom and other political leaders are carrying on this way, like we totally are helpless without these mechanisms, and why they want to expand it. You know, I was thinking to myself, what do you want to do?
Yeah, it's the end of the Fourth Amendment while the border stays wide open, and then when you find out who the terrorists work for, it's the globalist.
And I went on, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, as I said, what do you want to do? Put Social Security records and worker compensation records into a large anti-terrorist database? Well, when I questioned the guy, and I told him I'm former law enforcement, and I told him about NCIC, you could see it was registrable in his voice that he got a little nervous, as if to say, uh-oh, someone's letting a cat out of the bag here. So what he did, very cleverly, is he disconnected me. However, he did it in such a way that the rest of the listening audience would not know he did. Then he goes on and lavishes praise on Jim Kallstrom for about another 1 or 2 minutes, making it appear as though I don't object. All right, like I'm just, I guess, consent by silence to what he's saying, and he's going on praising this man. And then he says goodbye to me, even though he hung up a minute or two earlier on me.
No, I know. They do that. And they actually get trained by the consultants how to do this. They will hang up on you and go, what do you say to that? So, you hate America. Oh, see, you have nothing to say. Hang up on that coward.
And that other caller who called a number of calls back was uncertain about whether there is some agenda here or some conspiracy, as he called it. You've got to be kidding. Listen, there is no need. This country is, in reality, not defenseless. We have more than enough databases, maybe too many. We don't need to expand this. This is not about terrorism. This is about me and you.
Ron, the military-industrial complex carried September 11th out. I mean, it's the majority of people in Europe believe that. Now, they know they're being lied to, and we've got this whole agenda, this whole line, and the proof's in the pudding that they have these guys in the databases, the patsies, and ordered the government to let them in. And then the people that blocked the investigation of them were given the cash bonuses. So they're giving people bonuses that protected the so-called hijackers? I mean, isn't that obvious what's going on, Ron?
To people who are awake and conscious, it should be, because they're using this issue as a cheap excuse to get good and innocent Americans' names into databases.
Well, Total Information Awareness, Ron, Total Information Awareness Network, run by a convicted felon, Admiral John Poindexter, says every email you send, fax you send, phone call you make, marriage, records, everything you say, your face being scanned by cameras, it's Oprah, Big Brother. Their symbol is an all-seeing eye. Then they claim it's been defunded because of public backlash. DARPA set up the cameras and microphones in Austin 5 years ago, according to the Austin American-Statesman. 5 years ago. I mean, there's nothing new about this. We're going to get more terror under this. This is a system to control the law-abiding citizens, the cattle. I mean, did you hear me read where the states and the counties are going to use the terror laws against all crimes?
Yes.
I mean, it's official.
Yes. And keep in mind that Mr. Kallstrom, maybe your audience doesn't remember, he was the special FBI agent in charge of the Flight 800 downing in 1996.
Yeah, involved in the big whitewash of that.
Yes, we all know about that, or at least most of us. And he is now the head of the New York State Office of Homeland Defense. He's a state official now.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. And just south of you, do you remember what the Gannett News Service reported? The FEMA boss in New Jersey, what he said about a red alert? What will happen to your rights under a red alert?
Yes, that's right.
Why don't you tell the listeners what that said?
Essentially, I'll just kind of encapsulate it. If there's a red alert, you have essentially martial law, and you have no rights. You're nothing. You're essentially, you'll have
what
no rights.
What he said,
I'm paraphrasing,
what Sid Kasperson said was, under a red alert, your essential rights are stripped, freedom of movement and association. You will be considered an enemy combatant if you leave your home.
And there you go. Martial law rules. Martial law style rules.
Yeah, and they get more funding. They get more control. A report comes out and says they did a bad job. Shame on you. Here's more funding. Now, are they going to give us more terror or less terror if they get cash bonuses and more funding when there's more terror, Ron?
No, they will increase it. And that's what they're looking to do. They keep crying that they want more funding to supposedly fight terror. And in the final analysis, when you examine it closely, the fight is not necessarily against terror. It seems to be against the common, good, decent, average American citizen.
Well, sir, I have FEMA 3 months before 911 in Kansas City telling a classroom of cops and firefighters, quote, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson are terrorists. All Christians are terrorists. We have their training manuals where it says homeschoolers, gun owners. That shows us that they are the terrorist. They are the enemy combatants. I mean, that's how an enemy combatant talks.
And you know something, Alex? You touched on something when you mentioned that about the officers and the firemen. I want to say, as a retired member of law enforcement, and I know you have a pretty big audience, and I'm sure there's a number of law enforcement and retired law enforcement in your listening audience, okay? And I want to say this directly to them, if they can hear me. Listen, fellas, we all served our community. I spent years of my life serving this country in a law enforcement capacity, all right? I am no subversive to this nation, and neither are they. But we got to wake up to two things. A, that system, once you are no longer actively associated with it, has as much use for you as an old cigarette butt. Don't delude yourself into a belief that, well, I'm retired law enforcement, that will help me out. You mean nothing to that system once you are no longer actively contributing to it. They don't care less. B, there might be a sense of loyalties, I understand, to the old job or old position or old institution you work for, but you have to know where to draw the line. Do you love your children more than you love your old employer? And you got to ask yourself that question. And I hope if you have a normal, balanced mind, the answer will be you love your children, you love your mother, you love your father more, you love your neighbors more, you love your fellow countrymen more than you love a job that you used to perform at one time in the past.
Well, I would
say
that.
Thinking like that.
I would say that to people who delude themselves who are in current positions. I mean, Ron, you've looked at the New World Order. The thing is blatant. Their policy papers are public. They said they were going to do 911. That's what's so incredible. We have confessions by these people. That shows their arrogance. That shows me they're planning bigger events.
Alex, remember when they used to pull tricks and they were a little bit slicker and well-oiled years back? Now they're smash mouth. They don't even care. lie to your face, and they don't even care if you can.
What does that mean, as somebody who's studied the criminal mind? What does that mean, Ron?
That you have so much power you can't be challenged, no matter what you do and how outrageous it is. You're in control, period. That's what that means when you study the criminal mind.
Absolutely. It's there. It always happens in history. They're in the ivory towers. The power trip, the insanity's begun. They killed 50 million people in Russia alone, folks.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest.
Is government your God? Is it your boss? If they tell you to put people in ovens, do you have to do it? I mean, that's what it comes down to. Well, there's a big enough crisis, I will. Yeah, but are they providing that crisis so you will accept something that you wouldn't have accepted without it? It's just simple psychology. We're about to go to Paul and Tim and Dave and Jim and Roy and Brian and many, many others that are patiently holding some of the news that's coming up before I end this hour. And boy, it's a big stack of it. Got an article here pointing out that Web TV tracks your habits and what you do and has an audio system connected to it so we can listen to you. Also a story here out of PR Newswire. They're building SARS emergency camps because they're sure SARS is going to hit us or other attacks. So emergency cities are being built by the government. FBI was aware of Al-Qaeda cells in 2000, was ordered to do nothing. That's from Fox News. Also, Saudi Al-Qaeda ties excised from congressional report. Oh, they decided not to mention that. Phoenix agent linked bin Laden to flight schools. Turns out the memo they tried to keep classified listed that he knew specifically what was being planned, but was ordered not to stop them. Also, modified genetically engineered crops that the neocons tell you are so good could erase wild counterpart study finds. It's incredibly dangerous. But again, listen, neocon, big government radio, it's sweat factories are good, you know, sweatshops are good, genetically modified food and crops are good, world government's good, a little gun control isn't bad, they say. Supreme Court rules on schools' approach to potential criminal acts of students, as students have no constitutional rights. Also, a story here out of UPI saying there are still masses of missing children that have been seized from their parents by CPS in Florida. Christian Science Monitor reporting world record opium coming out of Afghanistan with your government involved in shipping it in. Iraq claims torture by U.S. forces. Well, I mean, they're on the news going, two-thirds of the people at Camp X-Ray have admitted that they are terrorists. Well, yeah, under torture. Can't believe a word comes out of their mouths, folks. I mean, it's just unbelievable the things that are happening. Let's talk to Paul. And Paul, you're calling in from New York. Good to hear from you. What's going on?
Just wanted to let you know that we're going to be releasing our fourth disc August 9th at an event called the Belief Festival here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And if your listeners in the tri-state area that would like to come out, check it out at pokerface.com.
For those that don't know, you guys have a rock band that's got great music that exposes the New World Order. And so you're going to be having another event out there exposing the globalists. What type of response are you getting from the young people?
They're loving the stuff. Everybody from 7 to 70. We have fans of all types.
Well, that's exciting. What do you think about all the developments?
In the world today, I think scarism is right on target with the 1962 report called the Iron Mountain Report. I think Mr. Kissinger had a little hand in that one. But yeah, I think scarism is everything they needed it to be to bring a police state here to America.
Well, they set the police state up and then have started using it in the name of keeping us safe. But why was it already all set up before 911?
Exactly. All I've known is it's been used to harass patriots and even in some instances kill them, like Cooper, Brian Downey Quigg. A bunch of people have been dying lately, left and right. How about that scientist from England, the weapon of mass destruction guy that said that there was no uranium? He kind of ended off Arkansas too, right?
Yeah, but you know they told us day one it was suicide, and they don't lie.
Hey, you know, as long as they keep doing that, we'll have something to write about, you know?
Absolutely, and it's very transparent what they're doing. And that was an act of desperation to intimidate other government employees to keep their mouths shut. But they can't kill everybody, can they?
Nope. And as soon as the disc comes out, Alex, I'm definitely going to send you down like 10 copies. You can do with them what you will, but just keep doing what you're doing, brother. We need you.
All right, I appreciate the call, my friend. Great folks there. Let's talk to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, you're on the air, then we'll go to others. Go ahead, Tim.
To what you said in the first hour about people worshiping government when the New World Order would happen, It looks to me like a worship of government's going on already, also even by some of me that call themselves Christians in the mainstream and organized churches.
Now, you're not a Christian unless you worship the government. Yeah,
yeah, another one of the things I've been learning in the Bible, looks like Isaiah, that what the mark of the beast really is that it was always the government systems. All those in the churches are not realizing they get into the sudden bang of patriotism is that... That's what
I hear you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes.
5888 or visit www.gtitelcom.com today and put their technology to work for you.
I'm only going to take a few other calls from Jim, Roy, Brian, and those that have been holding the longest because I want to try to settle down a little bit and cover some of the final news that we need to get to before this show ends today. But I do want to leave a line or two open for anybody that disagrees with us. Because here we are going out on the AM and FM dial from Austin, Texas to Denver, Colorado to Albuquerque, New Mexico to Rochester, New York, Pensacola, Florida. If you disagree with me or anything I'm saying, go ahead, hit me with your best shot. 1-800-259-9231. You know, earlier I talked about the Reuters story of how a large portion of the German people believe the U.S. government carried out September 11th, and they're right. The government did, but not the U.S. government, the tiny cabal that controls our government that's even more high level than Dick Cheney and George Bush. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jim in New York. Jim, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I want to thank you for everything you do. My comment is on the same lines as your previous caller, Dave, where he's sitting home listening to the radio and he feels ineffective. And I just want to say, sometimes I'm sitting up here listening upstate New York, listening to my radio, and I hear people with the same sentiment 20, 25 miles away. So my suggestion was, and I did hear your response to what you told Dave concerning how to reach to people, and this is about reaching to people and getting the information out and getting it to a grassroots level, a small cellular level. Is there any way, because your audience is the most informative, they seem to be the smartest on the dial, how can we have cellular areas where people who listen to you and agree with you can get together and start as a base to do things locally?
Well, look, you're going to find like-minded people who already see a lot of what's happening. It's not the whole picture. In gun organizations, in land rights organizations, you guys could call the local radio stations that carry the show, and you could show up at radio station meetings that I know that Dr. Wolf, the owner of the Sunshine Network, has. You could go to his church. You could meet like-minded people there. I mean, it's really pretty simple to do. You could start websites. You could. There's a lot of different things you can do to meet like-minded people. I mean, this is a shameless plug, but it's true. If you buy one of my Tyranny Response T-shirts that are navy blue with the yellow firefighter, you know, style Tyranny Response Team, looks like a law enforcement shirt, and you walk down the street with that, you're going to meet like-minded people. They're going to know what the Tyranny Response Team is. You wear my shirt that has a picture of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao on it.
I have it.
And it says, mass murderers agree, gun control works, politicians love disarmed peasants. You're going to meet like-minded people wearing that shirt. So there are ways to meet like-minded people.
Well, I appreciate that. I do have the shirt, and I do have your videos. But it does get to the point where, you know, you try to educate your small group of friends and people that you care about. But then it just gets to a point where, you know, sometimes they look at you with the glaze.
Well, a lot of times family doesn't respect themselves, so they don't respect you. And they think you're trying to put them down by warning them.
No question.
Or friends you've known all your life. I mean, Jesus Christ talked about, you know, people in his own town wouldn't listen to him. I mean, that's, you know, a prophet doesn't get any truck with his own country,
yes.
As the old saying goes. So you're going to find like-minded people or people that you can turn to the light and to reality. You're going to find them anywhere where there's politically active people.
Good. Well, I appreciate it, Alex, and once again, thanks for everything you do.
All right, thank you, sir. Dave earlier said that he didn't want to be a spectator. He didn't want to be on the bench just listening to the show, and I commend him. That's the right attitude. That's the attitude we all need to have. And I know a lot of stations don't carry the first 5 minutes of the hour because I held him over from the end of 1 hour into the first 5 minutes, and I gave him solutions and ways to get involved. I don't know if most folks had a chance to hear that, but it's just common sense. You have to respect yourself. You have to be informed. You have to be bold. You have to be a leader, and you've all got it in you. There's a lot of you out there that are more intelligent, more articulate, who would frankly make better radio talk show hosts than I. You just gotta fire up your intellect. You've got to fire up your mindset. You've got to go into your defensive, offensive mode to defend this society and to recognize the enemies of humanity that are the New World Order. Let's go ahead and talk to Roy in Texas. Roy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good to talk to you, Alex.
Good to talk to you.
I hope that a lot of new listeners have listened today because some of those conversations like you and Ron, the last couple, have really been outstanding and informative. I'm calling for about a couple of quick questions, but first of all, there's a man about a little over an hour ago that he gave you a website, and I couldn't understand him. It was about Washington, D.C. and the Freemasonry symbols. Did you have that website?
I did not write it down, and I need to get it, but just type in occult symbolism in D.C. layout.
All right.
Or occult symbols in D.C., and we've posted those aerial photographs many, many times. But even the History Channel did a show about it and admitted that it's laid out in occult.
That's hard to believe. Hey, this new money is coming out. Do you have any idea what month it's going to be, that new colored money that they're going to make us accept and get rid of
all
the money?
They rolled it out about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the 20s go into circulation in the fall of 2003.
Oh, okay.
And that is it's red on the back, and then the face is rainbow-colored, blue, green, orange, yellow. The reason they're doing this, the Federal Reserve says, Alex Jones doesn't say, is to train you to accept a cashless society and to call in the greenbacks worldwide. It's actually to hurt the dollar. It's actually to damage it as the world reserve currency and to empower the euro.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know they're selling euros short right now. There's a lot of people pushing that. Do you think there'll ever be a time when they make ownership of any kind of gold illegal?
They have done it four separate times.
I mean, regardless of the date of a coin or anything like that.
And by the way, for somebody driving along who doesn't believe this, ask your grandmother or grandfather about when they were kids and they outlawed gold and made you turn it in for paper money. Talk about a scam. But do I ever think there'll be a time where they'll do that?
Well, any kind of gold, regardless of coins or what have you.
I could see them restricting it or saying that police can take it if they want to.
Yeah.
Because they already do that under asset forfeiture seizure. Again, are we in a free society where the police pull over the old lady, she's got $5,000 in her purse, no drugs are found, they just take the money. Now, that's admitted. Everybody's heard about that. Is that what America's all about?
No way. I go to chat rooms all the time, and every time I go in, I say, if you people want to know what the real news is all about in the government, you've got to go to Infowars.com and hear Alex Jones on Genesis Communications Network. And since 9/11, I've noticed, at first, you know, I was the enemy. They were cussing me and calling me unpatriotic, but here lately it seems like the majority is against Bush and the New World Order and what he's been doing over there in Iraq. So hopefully things are turning around a little bit, but it was terrible right at first.
Well, they are. And what did Mark Twain say? In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it cost nothing to be a patriot.
Oh, man, is that so true. And I really felt like the American person, the average person, was the enemy because they're so close-minded and dumbed down, and it just made me sick. Couldn't even talk to them.
Well, the globalists were about 4 years behind schedule, so they've had to accelerate things, their own policy reports say. And so what happens when, in the final two laps, the NASCAR driver is four or five cars back? He was slated to be the winner. He has the best car, but he slams down the pedal, and the car is starting to have problems. And the car's on fire, but he doesn't care. He's grinding that metal there. What happens?
What happens?
Yeah, what happens when the New World Order's behind schedule and tries to put it in high gear?
Well, heck breaks loose, and they just do anything, and they're wide open to anything.
That's right. And any second, this balancing act they're doing, trying to organize a controlled World War III out of the crisis to legitimize this world government, any time they could have a massive blowout and spin out of control.
And here come the atom bombs, huh?
Well, hydrogen, yes.
Oh, hydrogen. Yeah, I'm behind. I'm 73 years old. I'm still back in the atomic age.
Well, you know, North Korea, that's probably what they'll actually have, so I think you were actually right.
Oh, okay. Well, I sure enjoy talking to you, Alex, and I love this show.
Well, thank you, Roy. I appreciate you tuning in and putting up with me. Let's talk to Brian in Minnesota, last caller. And I guess nobody called in to disagree, so Brian, go ahead.
Calling up here from Minnesota. First-time caller, been listening for a couple years now. And I have a few things I want to touch on real quick. I'm a history major up here at a state college, and I learned something really interesting the other day. Do you happen to know what the number one cash crop in Liberia is?
Well, I know that mineral-wise, it's in this order, diamonds, gold, oil. But when you say cash crop, what is it, opium?
It's rubber trees.
Yeah, I know they grow a little bit of opium in Africa, but not much. It's mainly in Central Asia and Far East and in Latin America. But rubber trees, oh, yeah.
Rubber trees, that's kind of what it was like in Vietnam at the same time, which is interesting. My father, he's a Vietnam vet, and he flew over there, and he was saying how they bombed that country almost everywhere, but they never touched the rubber trees. And there was actually Ford Motor Company places up there in Vietnam where they flew around bombing things. But they could never touch the rubber trees. I always thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, you know, people say it's about rubber, it's about oil. It's about domination. It's
about
the military-industrial complex. But the rubber is a good point.
Yep, definitely.
Being able to invade whoever they want, whenever they want. Take Suharto, the support of that brutal dictator in Asia. That was done because of the rubber trees.
Yeah, it's just wherever the resources are and what they need at the time, it kind of seems like.
And because they don't like to pay for them, they can just... Look, there was an editorial praising De Beers and the family that has the 90-plus percent world monopoly on diamonds. They've actually lost their monopoly but have an almost total monopoly. And it said the Gold Coast of Africa will be invaded. They said the family that runs the De Beers are experts. They're lobbying, calling it conflict diamonds, saying that, you know, they've got to stop the insurgents, and it's really all because there's diamonds. And they said, good going, guys. It was a very sadistic, sociopathic article. And then you saw the French invade one country, the British another, the U.S. another. It's all about getting the gold, the diamonds, the oil, and... as you said, the rubber trees.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing I saw on a local cable station here on their local news the other night, this is just how everybody's perpetuating all the fear around here. They actually have a West Nile threat level alert up here in Minnesota, where they have the colored, you know, orange, yellow, green for their threat of West Nile.
Yeah, just a couple people died, but again, it's hysteria,
so
and then the big military-industrial, big pharma complex is building emergency camps everywhere.
Exactly. It's so ridiculous. And then another thing, I am a subscriber to AOL, which I should have to stop immediately, but I always get a kick out of their headlines. I think it was 3 days ago they had a thing, a big article on whether they were going to bring the draft back. And then today I turned it on, and they had their headline, I believe it's there, any AOL members could look at it, of how they have sent an undisclosed number of American troops to the seas around Liberia right now. But they won't tell us how many.
Well, it's 4,800.
4,800.
Yeah, maybe AOL won't tell you, but it's official in British papers. But let me break this down for you with the draft. They already are reinstating it for engineers and medical workers.
I see.
That was in the Houston Chronicle 2 days ago. Also, they have two versions of a universal draft for men and women, but that's only 18 to 26. If you're older, you have to serve in, and it says this, anti-terror reporting squads, TIPS, tattletale groups. They're even going to give them, and I'm not kidding, sir, a gray uniform with a ID badge.
Well, so, that's just insane.
I mean, it's right out of the textbooks. And when they instate it, you're going to have, you know, all the people that ran the neighborhood associations, they're going to be in their little citizen corps, and they already have it for kids in high school, and, quote, you'll have to volunteer, see?
Yeah, that's terrible, because I'm, like, right in the age group right now where chances are if they do that, I'm going to be getting a draft card.
And they sign the deal. Hey, they sign the deal where Canada won't let you run up there.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, I believe in everything you're talking about, and I feel like if I go for the draft, well, then I'm selling myself out to the New World Order. So it's
and by the way, they call that cowardly. Folks, our troops got hit with sarin and VX and were not treated. They got hit with DU, both the Gulf Wars. This is now admitted by the Army's chief investigator, who they then kicked out of there when he came out with a report. Killing and maiming and using the troops for profit is not an American value. And I don't want to hear that, oh, the Democrats are against the war, you're a Democrat. The Democrats all voted for the war.
Yep.
So it's a rotten whorehouse. And myself or my family, we're not serving. We're not indentured servants. We're fighting here for the homeland against the enemy combatants that run this government.
Exactly. But the choice that, like, people in the draft age have is either you go and become a slave, or you don't go and you become a slave. Well, actually, we're all debt slaves already anyway. But, I mean, what do you do? So.
Well, you better fight it. Now, one thing you're doing is, guess who's going to manage the new Army and Navy?
Who's that? United Nations?
Well, I read the articles 2 days ago. We posted them. It said, quote, black uniformed, black mask, Dine Corps and other mercenaries that are paid $200,000 a year.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, and they're also, according to the Washington Times, hiring illegal aliens with criminal records to join the military. Stalin did.
I've seen that. It's a sad state.
Hey, are you with Al-Qaeda? What's wrong with felons being in the military?
Oh, you're right. I think it's all good, Alex.
Exactly. It's always a good sign when the government hires criminals to be its enforcers. That's another pale tale that your society's in great shape, just like the drones looking through your walls.
You couldn't have said it any better.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139.
That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of Euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 800-348-4100. That's 800-348-4100.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
All right, final segment of this live Friday edition. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time right here on the GCN Radio Network. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. Please tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, your community about the show and about how we cover real information. But, yeah, the globalists said before 911 in major reports that they all put out, PNAC, CFR, all of them, that we, quote, need terror attacks to get a national draft for imperial mobilization for New World Order. This is not the U.S. government. This is a crime cabal, and they hate the troops. They love manipulating them, and it is not patriotic to go around attacking sovereign nations, according to George Washington. Now, I know the neocons wrap themselves in the American flag and lie, and then point at their ugly stepchild, the Democrats, and act like that's the opposition. That is a staged, controlled, false paradigm. Before I hit a couple key final news stories, I really want everybody out there to get my videos. They're amazing, they're dynamic, they're informative, they're waking people up. You will not be disappointed. 911, The Road to Tyranny, covers September 11th, and who really carried that out? It is so paramount, so central, that we expose the perpetrators of that event, or they're going to keep carrying out more events and posing as our saviors. And the power of the grassroots getting my videos and making copies is so vitally important. So please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, or 911, The Road to Tyranny, or Police State 3, Total Enslavement, my newest film, or my book, Descent into Tyranny. If you really want to see it laid out in a methodical, calm, but dynamic fashion, you can also call toll-free to get the videos or my book at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We also carry George Humphrey's 3-plus-hour audio book on CD or cassette, 911, The Great Illusion, The Illuminati Endgame. It's excellent. With that, for $18.99 or $18.95, you also get two 70-page color booklets, 911, The Great Deception. So take advantage of that. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Take action, folks. Oh, there's so many articles I tried to get to. I covered a lot of it today, but there's just so much here that we need to get to. We're running out of time here, folks. They're building more camps, saying we're about to be hit by bioweapons. The 911 whitewash blocked information about the Bushes and the Saudis. This happened, they're reporting, because the Saudis threatened to release the facts that U.S. banks were involved in the terror attacks. That's the Associated Press. So that's why they blocked that release. Also, Phoenix agent linked bin Laden to flight schools and was ordered not to stop al-Qaeda. This is the Arizona Republic. Phoenix agent linked bin Laden to flight schools 2 months before September 11th, 2001. How long ago did I tell you this? 2 years ago, folks. A Phoenix FBI agent specifically accused Osama bin Laden of using flight schools in Arizona and elsewhere in the United States to train a cadre of individuals to carry out aviation terrorism, according to congressional reports, to be released today. And he was told to shut up under penalty of arrest under W199I ordered by Bush. Or some of you are going, wait, 911 didn't happen 2 years ago. It happened 22 and a half months ago. I was on the air in July 25th. In fact, it's 2 years to the day. I just realized that I launched Operation Expose the Government Terrorist, where I said, call the White House and tell them, don't use bin Laden to attack New York as a pretext for a new world order. I just realized that. This was the second year anniversary of when I told you what they were about to do. Have a good weekend. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...